what just happened.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. So I'm going to explain kind of what we're doing here, and we'll let everybody else know tomorrow morning. What we do on the show on Fridays is we have Interesting Islander. So basically, okay. It's just an interesting person from PEI, and well, I think you checked that box. So we're going to play it back tomorrow morning, and there'll actually be like 4 breaks over 1 hour that we're going to kind of stretch this out to. We're not doing that right now. This will be like 10 minutes, but we'll stretch it out tomorrow into the Interesting Islander segment. So it'll last about an hour. Then it goes up on our website. So like family, friends, everybody can listen to it there.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes. So our listeners will hear you tomorrow, August 2nd, which is confusing because what you're Thursday, but what time is it there now?
It's 2 o'clock.
Yeah. 2 o'clock. Okay. Yeah. Adjusting to it all. And you've had interviews, all kinds, haven't you?
Yeah, there's definitely been lots of media, which has been great for everybody on our team.
Yes.
Good for women's rugby in general.
Yes, absolutely. And women's sport. We're all so proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's start laying this down. No answer's a bad answer. And again, we're recording it, so it's not that big of a deal. If we have to backtrack or something like that, I can always edit things out. I don't think that we'll have to, but that's an option if we go sideways for whatever reason.
Okay, perfect.
All right, we'll get right into it then.
Sounds good.
All right, it's the Ocean 100 Morning Show, Darcy, Jill, and Scott. And as I alluded to, we had a very, very, very special, interesting Islander that we just cooked this up this week. We just cooked this up this week because there was some pretty big things that happened this week at the Olympics for a certain Islander, and she had the entire province behind her. Alicia Corrigan with the Team Canada Rugby Sevens. She's with us right now from Paris. Alicia, hey. How you doing?
I am doing well.
I'm clapping because I'm so excited. It's a little weird because no one else is, but... awesome. First and foremost, congratulations. Like, what's it like to win an Olympic medal?
I mean, it is literally something that this team has dreamed of for, you know, years and years. We got inspired by that group, you know, in Rio, and they took home a bronze. Mm-hmm. But it is literally an insane feeling. I don't even know how to put it into words. I don't even know if it's sunk in yet. But yeah, just having friends and family here to share it with has been so special as well.
Okay, so we're going to kind of follow our typical format and give our listeners a little bit of background. So I'll ask you, where did you grow up, first of all?
I grew up in Tracadie, PEI, and then we moved into Charlottetown as I got a little bit older.
So you went to school...
I went to school, in grade 1 at Tracadie Cross, and then I went to Ellen Montgomery for the rest of elementary school, and then I went to Stone Park, and then Charlottetown Rural.
So the Rural, is that where you started your interest in rugby?
Yes, that is where I started it all.
We should shout out any of your former rugby coaches at the Rural if you can remember their names. I hope you do.
Well, yeah, I had Matt and Ryan, and I had Phil. And they've all sent me messages, which has been amazing. And then at Shannon Atkins in UPEI, and then I had John and Voy has played a big part in this journey for me.
She was Shannon Gillis when I went to school with her, but she was a rugby player when I went to the Rural. And her passion for the sport, like she's been with it like for her, for a long, long time. So she must have been a really inspirational person in your life.
Yeah, I remember. So my sister, Sydney, she is a grade ahead of me. So she was already at UPI. I'm in grade 12 and Shannon's teaching at the Rural. And one day she's like, can you come and have lunch with me? And I was like, okay. And then she was just kind of like, hey, this is what I think you should do. And Shannon, she's a very strong personality in the best way. But she was like, sat me down. I was like, this is what's going to happen. You're going to come and play rugby. And I was kind of like, okay, like I'll think about it. Like my sister's there, it could be fun. So that's what happened, and so I'll never forget that lunch with her.
Maybe talk about that journey and how you go from Charlottetown Rural to now ending up on the international stage.
Yeah, so UPEI is kind of where my career kind of took off. I had no expectations of ever really playing for Canada. And then my first year at UPEI, things just kind of took off from there and opportunities came. And I moved, I did a lot of stuff in Halifax. Jack Hanratty, the coach actually of the national team now, he was a huge part in a lot of my pathway from, you know, PEI to Halifax and the national team. So he helped a lot in that way. But yeah, so I did moved a lot or moved back and forth between PEI and Halifax quite a bit just to get some more opportunities over there. But I just kind of said no to nothing and put my hand up for every kind of tryout that I could and just get my name out there and just get different experiences. But yeah, so then I did my 4 years at UPEI and then I went on to do a season at Acadia and they were hosting nationals that year. So there was a lot of national level coaches there. And then that's just kind of where it all happened.
And when you get to Team Canada now, to take me through like a typical experience now that you're with the team, what happens? Like, where do you go live? Where, what are all the big things that happen with that?
Yeah, so with the 15s team, it's a little bit different. So that's the team that I started out with, and I got my first cap with them in 2018. But it's different because 15s is not centralized, so everybody can live wherever you want in the world. And we'll come together a couple weeks before a tournament, and we'll just train together, and then we go play a couple games, and then you just go home and do your normal life. So then when the sevens opportunity came, we are centralized, so we all are in Langford, BC. So we all move there. It's just kind of on your own to get yourself there, figure out living, all that kind of stuff. And then we train Monday to Friday together, which is pretty cool.
And now in an Olympic year, I mean, I would assume that you probably would amp up that training a little bit. So what was the road to Paris like for the entire team?
Yeah, it was a crazy last year. Last year, we finished ninth in the world. So we had a tough summer of training, and we knew that there was some hard conversations that needed to be had if we wanted to go into this Olympic year and actually be able to get a medal at the Olympics. So our training schedule changed a lot. Our training hours changed a lot. Our S&C that came in last summer, she's literally been like the best thing that's ever happened to this team. So just like her knowledge and the amount of training that we went through and just the different changes that we did literally have won us an Olympic medal, which is crazy.
It is crazy. I know I have one of my kids has started rugby at the Rural this past season, and he talked a lot about just the community and the family that kind of comes along with the sport. And my kids have played lots of sports, but for this one, it really stood out. Tell me about what it's like to be a part of that family, because obviously you're spending so much time together and all the things you go through. You must make lifelong friendships.
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy. The experiences that I've gotten with rugby, I've played overseas for a couple years, and then just being able to like travel the world with the sevens team, we get to make friends from all over the world, which is awesome. But yeah, there's literally like you can't describe it to anybody that doesn't experience it themselves. Like the community in rugby is just next level, and no matter where you go, you're going to find somebody with a rugby connection, and it's just like family.
Yeah, and I've actually been able to kind of watch your rise because I have some family members from your inner circle that are on my Facebook page because I worked with them at various establishments. So I've been kind of watching this rise, and it was very cool to see your own family kind of gathered in a living room, all wearing matching T-shirts to watch all of the games, including the big game. So tell me about your family and how important it's been to have their support throughout the whole thing.
I literally get emotional thinking about it. Between rugby family and just all of my family in general, the support and just the messages and just all the love from everybody. There was a group watching at Hunter's at the factory there, and they all made T-shirts as well. Yeah. And just seeing the video of all them like celebrating when I scored. And then, yeah, all my family that has the matching shirts in Paris, at home. It's been so surreal. And, you know, family's such a big part of my life. And I can't wait to share this special moment with everybody when I get home.
And maybe shout out who's in Paris with you right now, because I'm sure some people kind of checked off the bucket list trip to Paris, you know, a two for one.
Yeah, no, it's been insane. So I have my whole entire family. Like, I have my my dad was here and my his wife, and then I have my mom and my stepdad, and then all of the kids, all of their partners, and then I had a group of my friends come as well. So there was about 22 of us, I think, that made the journey from PEI.
Wow.
Incredible. And now will you guys get a chance to like do some sightseeing and stuff before you leave Paris over the next week or so?
Yeah. So today I'm just hanging out with the family and just, you know, taking in the last couple days and just spending it with them around Paris. And then I'm going to take some time and go do a little bit of a vacation trip and just chill out, and then I'll be back on PEI to celebrate with everybody else.
I have a question for you, and I wonder, I mean, you're in this position now, you are receiving so much well-deserved attention, and you have become a role model for so many, including young girls, young athletes. What would you say to them, whether they're in rugby or whatever sport they're pursuing, what would you tell those young athletes in achieving their dreams?
I would just tell them that if you want it bad enough, don't take no for an answer. I've heard so many no's in my career and pathway to get here, and it just made me want to work that much harder to be able to achieve my dream and my goals. But at the end of the day, if it's something you love and you're willing to work for it, just make sure you have fun with it as well and enjoy the little moments.
And I, you know what, I just to kind of put a nice little bow on this, you know, let's look down the road once you're done with your vacation and family time, and when you get back here, and of course everybody, like 160,000 people are going to want to see the medal, you know that, right?
Yeah.
So as long as you're prepared for that, what happens after all of that?
I know, it's kind of, you think, oh my God, I just achieved literally everything that I wanted to. So now it's kind of a time to reflect and think what's next, and just take time to enjoy it as much as I can before I head into the next kind of rugby adventure. But yeah, I know it is pretty crazy to think about.
Will you take any time next week to maybe follow the plight of the other Islander, Hannah Taylor?
Yes, of course. Yeah. I will definitely be tuning into her. I'm so excited for her. I know that she's been working towards this goal for so many years as well. And I just remember watching her qualify for the Olympics. It literally brought tears to my eyes for her. So, no, I'll definitely be tuning in.
All right. Well, you are an incredible role model for athletes on Prince Edward Island, especially girls that are getting into some of these sports as well, which is just fantastic. So, you know what? Congratulations again from all of us, like literally from the entire province. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We can't wait for you to come back. Let's stay in touch and say hi to the whole family for us. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alicia. Happy for you.
Thank you.
All right, perfect. That's it.